everything you always wanted to know about, but were afraid to ask. We'll be right back.
That's Chris Menas. It's off the album Features. Played a song called Lone Runner. It's Tim and Mike, Gary 54, and The Chill Show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Crystal Fighters before that did a song called Plage, or Plague, P-L-A-G.
Plage, I think so.
Plage, yeah. Compufonic remix of that song. It's a great track.
And, these guys are going to be at the Holocene in the beginning of June.
That should be a good show.
Yeah.
These guys, if they do what they say they always do, they show up with a full band and traditional Basque instruments on stage and repeat this type of music that you hear right there. Anyway, it should be a really cool show. Young Galaxy before that did a song called New Summer. They had the radio department from Sweden. The song's called Strange Things Will Happen. It's off the album Lesser Matters. Start off the whole set with Chad Valley. The song's called Fall For You. That was Lisvec remix of that song.
If you didn't know that this was Chad Valley, because we just told you, you'd think it was Tears For Fears.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Would. It's a just, the vocalist is just like, what's his name, Roland Orzabal? Or,
yeah.
Amazing.
It's pretty cool. Not that Tears For Fears were a bad band. They're one of the first kind of pop genres that, you know, toyed with chill music. Their albums always had some kind of cool little chill song on it.
I don't know. Did The Hurting have a chill song on it?
I don't know if The Burning did, but mostly
The Hurting, right?
The Hurting, excuse me, The Burning. I'm thinking of another. You know what? Though later on, they definitely did. They were pretty experimental.
They got really experimental, yeah. And they're still around, right?
I think they are. You know, I think they've broken up and got back together a bunch of times.
Yeah, they realize that doing those state fairs makes lots of money for you.
I heard back when they were actually popular, when they were a popular band, you know, in the 80s, early 90s, they had a lot of infighting because they'd fight over guitar solos.
Really?
They're both accomplished musicians, and, you know, they both wrote together and would always argue over who gets to take the solo.
That seems like a petty argument, huh?
Well, yeah, but maybe if you're writing it.
I wrote the song, so I get the guitar solo.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the art for these guys, you know, and their heart is in their heart. Maybe they, you know, they feel like it's their solo. I don't know. It doesn't sound like it's worth fighting. You can just trade back and forth, right?
Who knows, you know?
That's right.
They're anyway. A finicky bunch, those musicians, aren't they?
That's right. Fighting like brothers.
Yeah. Unlike DJs. We never fight like brothers.
No, that's right.
Never.
No, we don't fight like rock stars.
All right. Hey, we're out of here. We'll see you guys again tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.